Our first question comes from Tiffany Roberts.
Tiffany,
please go ahead.
Yes. Hi. Hello. Good afternoon. My question is, what is the next step as far as the legal process goes concerning, because the appeals court said there had to be, that the sentence had been exaggerated, so that they called on the judge to resentence. I'm not exactly sure legally what's the next step, what is exactly going to happen.
Well, this is Paul McKenna. Three of the defendants are going to be remanded. That means sent back to the United States District Court Judge Leonard, and they're going to be resentenced. The appellate panel made a decision that she sentenced them using a guideline range that was too high, and she has to resentence because she imposed a life sentence on two of the defendants, and on a third defendant, Mr. Ruben Campo, that also has to be revisited because she gave some type of an enhancement that was not justified. So three of the defendants will go back. Two of the defendants, Mr. Gonzalez and my client, Gerardo Hernandez, now have to sit down and decide whether or not we're going to seek an en banc review of the opinion, which is what the government did to us after we, you know, were victorious on the first go-around. And we have to evaluate that. And I think that I read some things yesterday that indicated to me we could do it. So that's the first order of business for those that are not going back to the district court. That is to decide whether or not we have to do an en banc appeal. And then if that were not to be the case, or if we were not successful with an en banc appeal, then we would take an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, seek a writ of certiorari.
Once again, if there are any questions, please press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. Our next question comes from Solange Rainier. Please go ahead.
How long do you anticipate the time frame for that to happen?
The rehearing petition will be filed within 3 weeks. Then it's up to the court how long it will take to handle the rehearing petition. And once that is resolved, if we still need to go to the Supreme Court, we'd file that petition within 90 days of the resolution of the case in the Court of Appeals, and the Supreme Court would hopefully resolve the case sometime within this coming term, prior to June of next year.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Tiffany Roberts. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. I have a follow-up on that original question. You said the three defendants will have to be remanded. Do they physically appear before the judge? And also, when you do the in-bank, are you just going to do it for Gonzalez and Hernandez, or are you going to do it for all five of them and the whole opinion?
Well, that's a good question. But the first thing that has to happen with three of the defendants, right now they're sentences are vacated, which means that they have to be resentenced before they can, you know, take further appeals. And that does require their physical appearance in front of the judge in Miami. They'll have to be sent back from their jails and appear, and it'll be the same rights that they had in sentencing the first time they were sentenced. And they must be physically there. They have a right to be facing the court when they're sentenced. The issue of whether they can all take an en banc review before that remand, I defer to Richard Klug on that one. See if you could answer that one, Richard.
The attorneys will further discuss that. There are a number of issues that almost every issue in this case was in some sense a first impression issue, those are the types of issues that are frequently handled by an en banc court. So given the variety and number of the issues, there is certainly every reason to believe that each of the five will consider seeking rehearing and probably rehearing in bank of some aspect of the case.
Once again, if there are any questions, please press star then one on your touchtone phone.
I have a question to the lawyers. What are the specific charges that their sentences were sent back to review or resentenced by the district court? What were the charges?
The conspiracy to obtain national defense information. The court held that as to those counts for which life sentences were imposed, that the fact that there was no classified information obtained required a resentencing. In addition, Fernando Gonzalez, as distinguished from Rene Gonzalez, Mr. Fernando Gonzalez Ruben Campa, his sentence was based on violation of immigration laws.
We have no further questions at this time.
I think we're going to conclude. This is going to be posted to the website and transcribed. Yes?
We actually had some more people who were questioning.
Okay.
Next question comes from Tiffany Roberts. Please go ahead.
Hi, I'm sorry, it's me again. The new guidelines, are there any new guidelines for the new sentence, since the sentence was vacated and the judge will have to sentence them again? Is there any sentence guidelines? I mean, what are they facing now? Or is it still to the discretion of the judge?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, after the Supreme Court's decision in Booker, the rule across the United States right now is that the sentencing guidelines are not mandatory; they are advisory, and judges consult them, but they're not bound by them. So I think when these three defendants go back for resentencing, the court could sentence however she felt she wanted to, right, Richard?
Well, certainly the guidelines are so substantially lower as a result of this decision. The base guideline range for the offensive conviction would be 17 years. So that you have such a marked deviation. When the original sentence was imposed, the guideline range was no guideline range at all. It required a life sentence. So that on remand with the substantial reduction, there's certainly every reason to believe that the sentence should be lower.
Like, for example, Mr. Gonzalez, who was sentenced to 15 years.
19. Oh, which Gonzalez? You
know? Rene Gonzalez?
Rene. His sentence was not vacated. He will not be getting a resentencing.
Then Fernando Gonzalez was 19 years.
Yes.
So if it goes down to, like, 10, would it be possible then as the time served and he could go free?
It's always possible. The guideline reduction for him would be a two-level reduction, and you could be approaching time served. But again, those types of issues would have to be more fully briefed and litigated.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from Solange Rayner. You may go ahead.
What do you expect at these hearings from the three that were remanded? What are you expecting at the trial?
It's too early to predict, and we'll prepare sentencing arguments, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity to, you know, fully present our arguments for why substantially lower sentences should be imposed. It's difficult to predict exactly at this point.
Was that Paul or Richard? Is this Paul?
Richard.
Richard. Okay.
Our next question comes from Steve Pett. Please go ahead.
I guess the way that they look at it is it would be, until another court does that, there's no reason to remand it if he's already serving a life sentence. In their view, it doesn't make any difference. There's no reason to have a court resentence him on the espionage count. Of course, if we get to that point, you know, based on this decision, it will be automatic. They'll have to go back for a reset. But we've got to do, and this is what we were talking about at the beginning of the program, is, you know, we have to continue to press, you know, an en banc court and possibly even the Supreme Court regarding this murder conviction. Because really, as Judge Kravich analyzed it and as we presented it, what Cuba did was not an unlawful act. They never intended to shoot down a plane in international waters, and nor did Mr. Hernandez. That's what Judge Kravich focused on.